Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
If you ever find yourself in a quiz where the quiz master says, who wrote this particular hymn, or this particular hymn, and you don't know the answer, just write down Wesley. And if the quiz master pushes you for a first name, choose Charles as of the two of them. Because actually the Wesleys, John and Charles, wrote thousands of hymns, most of which were actually Charles that wrote them. And that's the same for our hymn today, or in this case, a carol, of course, that we've just sung. Actually, it was Carol, who sometimes sits down there, that chose, asked if we could do this one in Advent. I'm not sure, actually, that Charles would have approved of us singing this hymn during Advent. He probably would have rather that we waited for Christmas itself. But there you go. I'm sure he'll live with it. He wrote it in 1739, and the reason I don't think he would have liked us singing it in Advent is originally it was called Hymn for Christmas Day. So that's perhaps too generic a name for us these days, which is why we, of course, sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. In truth, the 1739 text he wrote had no mention of singing. Of course, nor does the Bible, actually, but we won't go there right now. There's another quiz question for you. The original first line was, "Hark how all the welkin rings." Anyone been ringing a welkin recently? No? I had no clue what a welkin was. Anyone know what a welkin is? Nope. Good. If Alec doesn't know, then I know I'm in safe ground, aren't I? So, a welkin, according to the OED, is the apparent arch or vault of heaven overhead, the sky, the firmament, which, of course, becomes more relevant when we read the scriptures. Now, the problem with that is neither of the Wesleys were particularly keen on other people changing their lyrics, but it seems that in this case, Charles didn't mind too much, because in just 19 years later, one of his devotees, George Whitfield, rewrote the hymn to be more like the one that we sing today. And he changed that first line to "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Then in 1855, a British musician, I just checked our books as well and they acknowledge this, William Cummins adapted a tune from Felix Mendelssohn's work, and that's the tune that we sing to the carol today. Mendelssohn originally wrote that tune to celebrate 500 years since the invention of the printing press, and he didn't think it was particularly suitable, as he put it, for sacred text. But that hasn't stopped us singing it, has it? So that's the story of the carol. Next, what I guess is the scriptural story behind this one. Sometimes it's quite difficult to understand where the scriptures have inspired carols, not always, and certainly not in this one, is it? So it's fairly obvious this appears to be Luke's story. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." The announcement of Jesus coming. But actually, if we turn back to 289 in your books, you'll see the three verses have more to say than just that. In verse 2, we hear, "Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord," reminding us that Jesus is the Lord, Lord of us, the Lord of the world. Later on, we read, "Hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel." Wesley reminded us that God reduced himself to a mere human to come and be with us, that he is our Emmanuel, he is our Saviour. And then in verse 3, Charles culminates his worship of Jesus with this theological lesson for all of us. Born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give second birth. The scripture of our carol is actually not some cutesy, nice little twee words, but actually they are deep theological understandings of who Jesus really is to us. So the story of the hymn, the story of the scripture, but what about our story within this hymn? What is our response to the fact that Jesus was born that you might not die, born that you might have second birth? What's our response to that? Well, that's one of the reasons why I chose to do this one today as we enter Advent. Advent 1, the week of hope, the week of the patriarchs, King David, Abraham, that's where we celebrate this week. And that's one of the reasons why I chose Psalm 40 from King David as our other reading. Because actually, for me, Psalm 40 has a similar heart as our carol does. King David lists all the great things that Jesus, that God has done for him. It's a response, isn't it? It's a response of the heart. What are we going to do as a response to that? Not that we can earn God's love, but actually that our response to all that God has done for us can't help but come out of us in this way. King David says, "I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I speak of your love," he's saying. "I do not seal my lips, Lord. As you know, I do not hide your righteousness in my heart." King David says, "I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly." He knows he can't earn God's love, but he can't help but speak of it out, just like the angels can't help but glorify God as we enter this season. Perhaps we might learn a lesson both from King David and also from Charles Wesley this season. As we bring glory to God as our response, who might we be praying for this year? Someone who doesn't yet know truly the love of God. Who might our lips be speaking to? I want to say, guys, let us proclaim all the great acts that God does. You know, when we're here next Sunday evening, in the candlelight, singing our carols, let's proclaim to those, the great assembly, to those who have yet to know Jesus, the great love that he has for them. That will be our response, won't it? For Jesus lifting us out of the mire. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.